Okay, sorry about that. I forgot to demute myself, and I am en route to a more horizon-friendly zone, so you'll have to pardon the scratching and noise. So I'm going to mute myself, and can you all take turns? I know Suzanne's on the call, and just take turns hitting star 6 and demuting yourself and then doing that whole thing.
It's Vance, I'm here also. It's Nancy.
And I heard you, Nancy, and I'm going to have you first up after we find out who's on the call. Thank you.
Hi, Vance. It's Diane.
How do you do,
Diane? Thank you. Got you, Gary.
Hi, it's Elaine.
Hi.
Thanks, Elaine.
Auntie Ann here.
Tyra, New Jersey.
Sandra Thornton, Richmond, Virginia.
Laura, Missouri.
Nancy in Florida.
Okay, I've got Suzanne, Diane, Gary, Elaine, Ann, Tyra, Sandra, Norma, and Nancy.
How many names have got here?
Laurie in South Carolina.
Hattie Jane.
I've got you, Hattie Jane. I've got you, Laurie.
Thank you.
Jeannie's here, man.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Janice.
I'm waiting. There we go, Janice. And how about Rita? Are you on? Okay. I have asked a couple people to share tonight. I'm gonna mute myself. And since we have a guest with us tonight, I'm gonna let her go first. Nancy, I want you to. You can do it one of two ways. Do your elevator speech first or second, but tell people a little bit about yourself, and I'm going to mute the line, and so when you're ready to talk, you need to hit star 6.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. I'm here.
Go ahead, Nancy. Let me set this up a little bit real quick. I asked Nancy to jump on here because what I heard last Monday it took me back to lesson 5 or 6 when we developed and worked, or maybe it was before that. And she said a couple things in her elevator speech that I think we could all learn from. So go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, and I'd really like to have the advantage of hearing all of yours, because we're definitely all works in progress. What Vance heard me say was, a little background. My name's Nancy Clyde. I live in Arlington, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I found Nick Ken through a friend of mine in Bible study. She told me I need to check it out in 1998. And I have been in learning and trying to get to the heart of my artichoke all these years. And we can. I always thought people my age, you know, would have arrived, but you never do, do you? Anyway, so I have, with a bunch of other people, found these young millennials. They're 24 years old, Brian and Ruben. They're Cuban and Hispanic, I guess Mexican, fluent. They went to high school here in Arlington. They probably were born here. But they are amazingly patient with the boomers in the group who are grabbing on to what they have to share with us. Their business is a marketing agency, and we meet every Monday for Marketing 101 with Brian and Ruben. Their company is Advent Trinity, so none of this is, except what I did for my own elevator speech, my own training or information, but it's just mind-blowing and how much it has helped me. So what I said on the call last Monday was I just stand up. My main way of reaching people is going to networking groups, mostly breakfast. Lunch kind of cuts my day up, but mostly breakfast meetings. You have exactly 30 seconds. They really want you to fill the 30 seconds, not be shorter than that. So this is all like it's the elevator pitch training. So it's basically, hi, my name is Nancy. The company I'm with is McKim. We specialize in helping people or empowering people to look good, feel good, have energy immediately, and if interested, have money in the bank every Friday. Do you know that there is a positive physical impact if you put magnets against your body? It's true. If this interests you, get with me after the meeting, and I can give you an assessment. That was a new thing I've added on, so I'm kind of weird. I mean, not straight with that. Anyway, a health assessment. And
okay, let me jump back in here because I got decent cell service here. The part, you know, actually, let me do this. Gary is a student of elevator speeches. Gary, tell me what you heard or what jumped out at you about Nancy's, and I want to see if it relates to me or if it reverberates to you the same way it did to me when I heard it last week. Gary, or someone else, anybody, someone hit star 6 and share your thoughts on what you just heard.
If you want to look good, feel good, anyway, all those feeling things you put in the middle of her talk, that's what jumped out at me.
Okay. Nothing to do with money in the bank every Friday? That didn't jump out?
That's another good thing. There was a series of good things. Money in the bank every Friday is very nice, too, yes.
Okay. Here's what I heard a week ago, and here's what I heard again tonight, that was just, it was something about it, and if you're open or if you're interested, we've got anything to do with this great, you know, compensation plan, and basically equals money in the bank every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say anything about commission sales. It didn't say anything about you got to, you know, make a list of 100 people and start calling all of your long-lost relatives and, you know, high school classmates that you haven't spoken to in 30, 40, 50 years. Nothing about that. But all that, what you just hit on, look good, feel good, you know, sound good. Every single,
okay.
I bumped in. Anyways, there's just so many things that I'm hoping. And what I'm going to have Nancy do for all of us, and Nancy, I will find the recording from ICANN, what are we up to, Jeannie, 8, 9, whatever it is. I will find the recording from last session. We had really good ones this session, but the last time we went through this would have been like 4.5, 5 months ago. They were really good. And the all-star person, I don't know, remember who it was, They did theirs in 8 seconds. So, Nancy, I will find that, and then you can hear, because we don't have time tonight to let everybody go through them, because they range anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds. And
an 8 second is fabulous if you're in an elevator. Oh, my goodness. That is so valuable. You know, we're kind of judged on filling up that 30 seconds, you know. So I usually just jump to the what we specialize in when someone says, what do you do? You know, I don't go through all the other stuff. But anyway, that'd be great.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bam. Go ahead, Gary.
Can we take another 30 seconds and just have her give it to us complete?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Do it again, Nancy.
Is there any chance we can get this in an email so we can memorize it? Repetition is very good. Nancy Ann, you can hear.
Nancy, do you have that scripted on paper typed up?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you can email that or text it to me, whatever's easiest for you, and I'll pass it on to the group.
Okay,
I love
it.
Thank you.
Do you want me to say it again, or do you just want me to send you the text?
Yes, one more time. So just so we know how great you are.
Okay. One thing is everything we're taught to do is so that people will know, like, and trust us. So that's why we don't say our last name or anything like that. So it's hey or hi. Hey, my name is Nancy. The company I'm with is Niken. We specialize in helping people look good, feel good, and have more energy immediately. And if interested, have money in the bank every Friday. Do you know there is a physical advantage to having magnets against your body? It is true. If you are interested, come see me after the meeting to get a free health assessment. Give me 5, just 5, and I will open your eyes.
Great.
Awesome. It's fabulous.
Okay, I'm hoping I didn't step too far out on the limb, and you guys are going to take the saw, either the hand saw or the DeWalt, sawzall, and cut me off. But I'm hoping that was good for everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. No. Trust me. One of the benefits of having a friendship with Michael DeMuccio and William Todd, or being in the same city as William Todd was for years here in Portland, Oregon, is, the lesson number 11, he gives such a beautiful edification of Vance Rogers at the end. And I felt so bad because I wasn't even at that San Antonio event for people to look for me. And I thought, man, why did he have to do that? Because it still haunts me to this day. We had too many family conflicts going on, much like we do this year for San Antonio, and I can't be in 3 or 4 places at the same time. I'm really working on it, but I just can't. So I'm going to pray harder and see if I can get it, to clone myself. But actually, that's a bad thing, because my wife says we don't need more than one of you. But I would like next up, Sandra shared, and keeping in sync with what y'all were talking about before I got on the line, I heard Suzanne talking about the price of the new energy pack, and I'm guessing, because I haven't had a chance to look at it online, I'm guessing that the Kinko Ground is in the energy pack. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to do now, and she's going to do it in like 3 minutes or less. Sandra gave a beautiful overview this morning on the Niken prayer call of some of the features, advantages, and benefits of the Kinko Ground. We have an opportunity, and let me set this up. We have an opportunity now to do what most network marketing companies have done in the last 10, 15 years, and they do what they call a pre-launch. And I don't know what the percentages are exactly, but Stacy and I have been hit up with a boatload of these. and they call you and they invite you to a conference call, and all you hear about is they're in pre-launch phase. And when you get on the call, there's like 851 people on before you got on. And so all this hysteria is built up of this pre-launch. And when you finally find out what the product is, you just go, oh, I am so glad I did not give them my credit card and attach my name to that, because that company is going to go bust in less than 5 years. We have that same kind of hysteria or excitement with a product that hasn't even been introduced. And that being the case, I really want to remind everybody, let's not focus on what we don't have yet. Let's focus on what we have right now. And with that, there's my lead-in. I would like Sandra to share just a little bit more intel, because when we get it, if we've applied to lesson 11 and we are to thine own self, if we're ordering the things that we know we need to order before we suggest it to somebody else, then we really have a great opportunity for November and December and January. What a fantastic lead-in for the sleep system and so much more in one little 18 by 36 inch blankie. So, Sandra, can you take a few minutes? And I'm gonna leapfrog to a next better Verizon signal location that's the cemetery in our little town. And nobody ever goes there to get on a cell phone, a conference call. It's great. But Sandra, take it away. And Sandra, if you're talking, we can't hear you. You got to hit star 6. Well, that was a great lead-in, Vance. But maybe you should confirm that.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I was just talking away, too. Right now, Nikon has a product that we can order. It just won't be shipped out until mid-November. The advantage of this product called Kenko Ground is that it releases, cleanses, or removes from our bodies the voltage charge of electricity that we don't want on our bodies anyway. In the removal of this energy, our bodies are then freed up to perform better without the burden of the electric voltage charge. Just like when you have an electrical appliance and you plug it in and it's grounded. That means the electrical energy is removed from the instrument, from the tool, from the appliance, and returned to the earth, to the ground. And that is now possible for us with our bodies. Grounding is the phenomena of charges, voltage, being removed or released. So it's like a cleansing. This is different from the magnetic energy that we enjoy being given to our bodies by our technology. That magnetic energy comes to our bodies, strengthens it, and helps it to perform at the potential it was meant to perform at, whereas grounding is the removal of a totally different energy from our body. At the event in Toronto, we saw the technology, this cute little blanket, and what we were told is you need to expose your skin directly to the surface of the pad. You can either sit at your desk and put your feet directly on it. I suspect women with nylons on footies, if that might be okay. But bare skin, like your hands, and what we did was put our hand on the blanket and holding a light bulb against it, the light bulb glowed very brightly, demonstrating that voltage from our bodies were being discharged and now activating the light bulb. So grounding we can do now, which will really bless our bodies and unburden us from energy that it wasn't meant to have anyway. Selah.
Well, that wasn't a full 3 minutes because it takes me 3 minutes to get from point A to point B, so I haven't quite made it to the cemetery. So I will apologize for the road noise you're listening to.
But that demonstrates that Sandra can talk succinctly. Right.
You did fantastic. One of the things, too, that you mentioned this morning is not any light bulb will work to demonstrate what people saw in Toronto. It is a special light bulb. It costs like $12. So this would be one of those investment things like buying a bottle of the right kind of reagent drops. Not just any, you know, drops will work. I mean, you can use all kinds of drops to showing people the benefits of the alkalinity of the sports bottle and the waterfall. But if you get the right ones, the better ones, which will cost you a whole $5, you can go from zero, pure alkalinity all the way up to, or excuse me, pure acid all the way up to 15, pure alkaline.
Right. I would recommend actually getting from Jeff this specific light bulb. I saw it. It is different. But when you put that thing right onto the blanket, or you're just holding it, it lights up, and you are then aware of the amount of electrical energy that's on your body. No wonder our bodies are stressed and not feeling so good, or we're more susceptible to bugs or germs or whatever. I mean, it was just a visual that we are so burdened, not just with sugar and junk food and stuff that's not food, but it was a clear demonstration that we've got energy on us that's not healthy. And when we think about the new cell phones and all the towers that are going up and all of that, we really should want this grounding blanket.
Oh, I have something to say. Somehow, I don't know, there was some email from Dave Johnson talking about the grounding pad and the light bulb. I found it this afternoon. And it is the C, capital C, capital T as in Tom, capital K, and then com in lowercase letters, like dot com, but there's no dot. So it's C as in cat, Tom, and then K, com, C-O-M, LED light bulb. There's 7 watts. They were on Amazon, and there's 4 in a pack for $19.98.
There you go. So now we've promoted Amazon, and if you have Amazon Prime, you can get that
free
shipping.
It was
free
shipping. Yep.
And you can part it out, so they'll only be $5 a piece. I like the way that Herb Rapp described this demonstration, and he made a comment to some people that he was teaching or playing tennis with. And they said something, and their response back to him was, do you have a stage show on the Strip? Because they're in Vegas. They assumed that Herb was a magician, and this was part of his bag of, you know, his bag of magic tricks, you know, that doing an energy test, in which I don't remember which one he did, but one of the many benefits for a call like this, even though we don't stay on track like we're supposed to, I know the Platinum Alliance call, they get into a lot of information like this, Intel downloads, the Nikan prayer call every Monday morning, same scenario, people cover a lot of, you know, different things. So, and as you just saw in your text, thank you, Suzanne. There you go. And if I could bring up the email, now you're all chiming in here, I see. if I could bring up the email, if you don't get the emails from Dave Johnson, or if you're like I used to be and you just delete them willy-nilly, You need to stop doing that. Okay? Take the time to scan it, read it, and if it's absolutely something that you don't think is applicable to you or to other people, then delete it. But he sends out such amazing, really, really good, valuable tools on a regular basis, and this is one of them.
Dan?
So, yes, Dan? Go ahead, Suzanne.
The one I got was Nikan at Nikan.com, and it gives you some information.
Sorry, Rita. That was Rita, not Suzanne. Okay, perfect. Okay. All righty. Are we ready to switch gears from the Kinko Touch? Because I'd like to do this, but at the same time, I'm watching the clock, and I just got a text that said, reminder, fire drill starts early tonight. And I'm like, a reminder is usually something that you already know. It's a reminder to remind you of something you were already told.
I wasn't told
that I get 30 minutes less time with my family tonight. So I'm really tempted to skip fire drill, you know, and go from there. But, you know, it's totally, yeah. And I really should put you guys on mute and say hi to the guy who just rode through the cemetery on a quad, because his name is John Quincy Adams. His mom was quite a fan of the former president, but anyways, that's just a side note. This is what you get to do with your Nikan business. You have a cell phone, you can do it anywhere. You don't even need a laptop anymore.
And Van, I'm now concerned more than ever in terms of healthy mind when you talk about what's happening in your cemetery.
If I took a picture from right here and sent it to y'all, you'd go, okay, now I know why he parks in the cemetery. We've got beautiful spruce trees to my right, as far as I can see, cabbage to my left, and I can see Mount Hood, which is the tallest mountain at 11,200 some feet in Oregon. I can see it off in the distance over that way. And then Larch Mountain, which is 4,000 feet that way. So it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. But you got to sit in the cemetery to see all this stuff. So, anyways, I would like to go through in the order that I heard you, if we can. And if you don't want to contribute, that's fine. But to thine own self, as William Todd said at the end, if you listen to the audio version versus reading it, he said, you know, that, man, I keep saying the same thing. That was my favorite lesson, but, man, that was a good one. So, Suzanne, what'd you get from lesson 11? Suzanne? Okay, how about we bounce down to Diane?
I didn't want to forget. I know.
Sorry, I thought I had unmuted myself.
No, okay. Go ahead, Suzanne.
What I said was I did not listen to it enough. That's what I got. I had a challenging week, and I realized that I was not plugged into my ICANN week 11. And I was not true to myself. And when I started listening to it, it really hit home. So that's what I want to share.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Diane.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is just a good reminder of, when we have, first of all, self-care. We have to take care of ourselves, and it took me a lot of years to do that, basically until my kids were pretty much raised, almost all raised. And also, doing the Nikan business and self-care, it's like you said, you know, we have a new product, and There's many, many times that I was so grateful that I had ordered products and could honestly say to someone when they asked me, well, do you have this? How is it working for you? So definitely, I haven't ordered my pad yet, but my plan is to do it this week, the new Kinko pad. And I really believe that if we're going to do the business, we have to take care of ourselves and definitely be true to Nikan as well as ourselves and, you know, give all the products a fair chance. So that we know how they're benefiting us, not just by reading it or talking to someone else, because it's different for everyone.
Right. Yeah. And Diane, let me bring something as a reminder to everybody. You're in your profession, your occupation is kind of more of a pampering, correct?
Well, some people would look at it that way. I look at it as necessity. Just like having the Nikan products in my life, if my body is not being taken care of, I do the same thing with massage. I go get a massage every 2 weeks. I would like to do it every week. It doesn't work out. But if my body is tired and hurting and worn out, how am I going to give someone benefits of a good massage? Or if my mind isn't right when I'm doing Reiki, if I'm not centered and balanced, how am I really going to be able to allow that energy to flow to someone? And if my mind isn't right, I actually had that experience today, and my mind was right when I got there, but I had to really work at it because I just worked 4 days in a row. We had the President of the United States staying at our spa. It was very stressful for a couple of days, and a lot of things going on. And so I was exhausted this morning, and then I had to go do a 2-hour appointment in-home right after lunch today, and I really didn't want to go. And I thought, you know what, this lady's, you know, planning on me. She's counting on me. I have to go, and I'm going to go, and I have to meditate and get my mind right before I go. So it's the self-care is so important every time. Before we are in contact with anyone, whether it's by phone or in the car or whatever, I had a really challenging week too. My car, and I got my car got ran into. We had this all going on at the spa. You know, we had overworked kind of week. You know, but I put myself in that situation as well. And so, by keeping my mind right, though, this course has helped me stay on course so that I can do what's best for myself and for others. And it's showing in my Nikan business. Unbelievable, yesterday I had, somebody ordered on my website a King Sweet pad. I was like, I looked at that and I looked again, it's like, whoa, where did that come from? So those kinds of things weren't happening until I started this course. And all of a sudden, I'm getting these orders just like almost like from nowhere. So it's, you know, I'm like, I thought last night, I was like, probably better go back into this course with everything that's going on. It's been
Diana, this is your first time through it. So are you, have you had this thought of why did I wait so long to do this?
I did actually. I didn't realize what it was going to do for me. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love for some of you, if you get a chance, if you're on Saturday AM Live, either this Saturday or next, I'd love to have you chime in there and just give a... It's like you'll hear this in Lesson 12. You're going to hear Pat Kelly, who is doing this session with us, but Monday nights are a conflict for her. She can't get on this call. But she shares such a powerful testimony that's recorded that Marty, not bled out of her, but Marty facilitates it. And several other gals do. Just phenomenal. Just wonderful, wonderful testimony. And that's why I just keep doing it. And I had somebody tell me the other day when I was talking to him about this, is not a Nikan person, they said, wow, you're a slow learner, eh? And I said, yep, I'm 50, I'm now a proud member of ARP, and and I have to keep going back to school to learn the things that I didn't learn, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago. But that's what makes it fun. So, thank you, Diane.
Yes.
Gary. Yes.
Vance, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I Pat was my swim buddy a long time ago with him and Sabine Moore, and it's been really fun to watch her growth. Was one thing I was going to say. What was the other thing I was going to say? Now I lost it. It was important too. Oh, I know. The Tuesday nights that you're changing to may not work for me. I have another engagement on Tuesday night. So my question is, I know you record the Saturday calls, but is there a chance that you could record the human, or the, not the human stream, but the ICANN calls if we wanted to, you know, be involved, but we can't always make Tuesday nights? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, if you can't make Tuesday nights, what Vance is going to do, he's going to open up his schedule so that any given day of the week, including Sunday, you call and we'll do a one-on-one facilitating thing. How's that sound? Yeah, that would be absolute pure stupidity on my part. That ain't going to happen. No, these calls are always recorded. I forgot to record last week, but they are recorded, and at any given time, I can show you, if you can't get on it live on Tuesday night, I can tell you how to go to a specific website. I don't know if Steve puts them on Saturday AM, he might, but that's one more thing that I don't need him to do. So, always.
Okay, thank you.
So now, Gary.
Yes. Okay.
What did you get from Dino's self?
Well, all of this is a coaching call for me, but I realized in the last week that there's so much about just hearing Marty's voice that it's almost like a counseling call. And the real basic thing that came through in this lesson was the distinction between guilt and shame, and it's really basic stuff, and I know the stuff, but somehow it resonated differently. And there's something that Marty says in the beginning of the lesson where he says something like, you know, you're mad at yourself occasionally, or you're angry at yourself. I can't remember quite how he says it. That was something else that so it's like the call has turned from coaching to more of a one-on-one counseling call for me.
Yeah, that definition of guilt and shame, I wish Marty could expand that lesson or that teaching and go into every church in the world, because there are churches that are really, really messed up because of not having that properly defined. There are families that are messed up because that whole guilt and shame thing, whoosh, that's huge. Okay, thank you, Gary.
Yep.
Elaine Matthews. What'd you get from Lesson 11? Okay, we'll skip right on down to Anne. And I'm not assuming that people aren't demuting themselves. Some people jump on and jump off because of other prior conflicts, so it's not a big deal. So, Anne.
What I got out of it was you must act your way out of a negative thought or situation, not just think your way out of it. And I applied it immediately. I had an appointment with a client. I had organized my day around this client's time, and about a half an hour before I was to meet with this client, I looked down at my phone, and there's a text. Can we reschedule? It's my son's birthday, and I forgot. Now, instead of having a negative attitude, which in the past I'd say, oh, give me a break. How could you forget your son's, you know, birthday? And then I didn't go down that route. I said, well, I guess you must have had a pretty difficult week. So, yes, I wrote back, and I gave her two options, and then I immediately got on another text with a friend that I had reconnected with in my 50th reunion and said, hey, I'm doing an event down in New York on, you know, the end of November. I know you were interested a little bit in what I did. How would you like to come out from Manhattan to the islands and see what we're doing? I immediately got a response back. This was the universe. This was I can talking to me. I'd love to come. Just give me the particulars, and I'll see you there. Done. I would never have, A, had that attitude before, or B, actually put it into action. I would have thought, oh, let me see if I can change things. No. And I think that is such a key to this lesson in particular, to just do it. So I'm grateful. And then I want to add one other little caveat. Thank you so much for Saturday's call. And I was so impressed with Elaine, thinking it was pretty cool that she met me. Because one other thing is that Marty said, we have no idea what effect we have on our colleagues in NECA. And I guess I just always thought I was a little nobody, and who would want to meet me, all those famous people on stage. But Elaine Matthews thought it was cool. So I felt good. Thanks, Elaine.
And I'm so glad that you brought up that point, because I have met so many people during my time in NECAN that I've met first on the phone. So when I get to meet them in person and literally go out of my way to seek them out, saying, okay, I know this person is here at this event, I need to find them and go talk to a few people. Hey, do you know so-and-so? Oh, yeah, they're right over there. Okay, point them out for me, because I've never seen, I don't know what they look like. And being able to seek them out, and I can tell you about several of the people on the call right now. That's how we got connected, and it's just such a great experience. So, all right, keeping the ball moving here. Tyra, lesson 11 for you. And we might need to button these up shorter, because we took too much time on the front end. But lesson 11, Tyra, what'd you get from it?
Can you hear me, Vance?
Loud and clear. Go for it.
Okay. All right, I was looking for it in the print. There's something he said about, we are driven by fears rather than moving toward what we really want, what we really love, and all it requires is a change in attitude. It seems like it should be such an easy decision, but until we accept a truthful picture of where we are, it is difficult to manage the change. And this is the piece that spoke to me, to know and repeat the right actions.
So for an example, last night I was supposed to call a friend in Oakland, and I didn't feel like following up and calling. Her husband is on dialysis, and when I went home in September, shared a little bit with her and set a time to follow up. So I did make the call. We talked 30 minutes, and the result of the call just was more than I could ever even imagine, given my conversation that I didn't want to. So I just look at to know and repeat. The right action was just to pick up the phone, because I said I would. And so we set a I sent her my e-business card. She wants to read and video as much information as she can between now and next Sunday. And we have an appointment to talk next Sunday. So just really powerful in that respect. But looking at results, I feel like this month I've had just the conversations and follow-up and following up with customers and with consultants. I've processed at least one or two orders per week. And that's been a whole different feeling for me. Like, wow. So I went to the dentist today, and my dental hygienist is a person that I've shared with and followed up with, been on some calls. And what came out of the right action was just to take some products with me to the appointment. And I had my water bottle, my insoles, and necklace. And by the time I was finished with her and sharing, she says, I want to order the insoles today. So when I hang up from this call, I'll be calling her back, placing that order. And also, she wants to host a product preview for me. And I had no idea that would have been a result out of my appointment today. So just really awesome.
You know, and that coincides exactly what Nancy shared, because you said I've gotten a processing a week or an order every week. And what makes it fun is what happens when that becomes two orders
exactly.
every week and three. And then all of a sudden we get paid, you know, every Friday. That payday every Friday is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, and that's the fun part about it, is that we have that opportunity. So, anyways, they're just really, really cool stuff. Okay, I've got, I'm looking at the list of Sandra, Norma, Nancy, Hattie Jane, Lori, Jeannie, Janice, and Rita. Of that group of ladies, is there any one of you, and again, I'm just watching, I'm trying to be sensitive to the clock here. Is there any one of you that you just, you've got to share because you had such an amazing week, and specifically the application of this lesson?
I want to share. I love the line in lesson 11 that says, "Your I can attitude is your best defense against self-pity and fear." That is just true. If you are washed in the thought that I can do whatever I need to do, then fear vanishes. But always there are incidences that happen to all of us at some point where we're a little bit reluctant, a little bit hesitant. And I had an opportunity on the way back from Toronto to shriek back just because I was tired and I just didn't want to do business. But when I was at a certain point, Al had gone one direction and I was sitting and waiting. This couple came up. The man went to the restroom and I was left with a lady with an accent. And so we spoke, but I decided I'm not going to do anything. But I did. And so she looked around and she says, "You know, I really want a wheelchair." And I pointed. She went over to get it. I'm condensing this. When she came back, she was just elated. And she said to me, "Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to get this. My husband really needs it. His feet are really giving him trouble." And I just looked at her and smiled. And I said, "Isn't God good? Our God is so good." That did it. That did it. And the end of the testimony is, whereas I wasn't full of fear, but I was kind of like tired, I'm not going to do anything, it ended up being an order. And he came out and we talked. And the lady asked me next, she said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "You bet I am. I wouldn't leave home without him," something like that. That opened up the whole thing. So although people do business with those they like, trust, and know, this total stranger put in an order that night for two pair of insoles. I have all her information, and they live in Canada, but she was on her way to the Philippines where she lives. So Al and I are excited now. We just made our first international move, and so now we've gone international.
You know, that's one of the things that I'm glad you bring that up, Sandra, because I made a point during this entire session not to answer the phone or my phone after 9 p.m. So when this crazy gal, no names will be mentioned, but when this crazy gal with the last name of Thornton, first name Sandra, we're not actually going to get really specific here and call people out though. When she calls me and it's well past 9 p.m., I just let it go to voicemail. And it's hard because Addie comes running with my phone saying, Daddy, your friend's calling, your daddy, because the picture comes up of Al and Sandra. And now Addie's going to be more keen to them because they're of the same skin tone. And I won't tell you what, when y'all call, what she says about each one of you, because then you'd get a complex. But anyways, the long and short of it, to thine own self for me was, you know, I've got to be respectful of my family. But I was able to listen to the voicemail, and and heard that Sandra wanted me to call her back because she was standing in the airport with this couple from the Philippines that were headed to the Philippines. And so it was a win-win for all of us. But that's exactly what Marty's talking about. I mean, that was one of my takeaways with this lesson.
The other part of the takeaway is, although you didn't pick up, and I called two other people who didn't pick up, I was determined because I have an I can attitude. And I finally called a lady that we have sponsored, and she's really active. And I called her and I said, Carol, I'm not near a computer or whatever, but could you please help me register this couple and put in an order for them? So it still got done. So the point is, don't let fear, inconveniences, or whatever, people not answering the phone, don't let anything stop you from doing what you want to do. Just if plan A doesn't work, there are 25 other alphabets.
Oh, that's a good one. I needed to hear that one. 25 other letters. Okay, I've got one other little silly one that I know, well, you ladies won't think it's silly, and Gary, you probably won't think it's silly either, but I have several bottles of the True Elements mask, you know, the face mask, the stuff after you cleanse your face or other area of your body, you put it on, you let it dry for 3 to 5 minutes, and then you wash it off. And after I listened to this lesson, I thought, you know, I'm going to take some extra time after I shave and use that. And I did it, I can't remember what day, we were going someplace, and I wanted to look and feel better. I wanted to look and feel pretty. Is that the right way to say it? And I'll tell you, just that extra 3-5 minutes, however long, to use that True Elements mask, made all the difference in the world. And I chalked that up to that, you know, exactly what Marty taught us in this lesson. When we take care of this temple, we're going to get the rewards back. And I love getting compliments from people that I haven't seen in a few months and or whatever, you know, especially when they start talking about, you know, how great my skin looks, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And if you're not getting those comments as rapidly as you want them to be coming in, this is a lesson you really need to hammer down. Because especially when he talks about sleeping in a bed, we've got to be an example and be in a bed. So,
okay, Ben. Vance, at the risk of turning this into a male vanity call, have you tried shaving with the Velvet Cleansing Milk? Seriously.
I shave because I have a third degree skin graft on my chin. I shave and only shave with goat's milk soap. But I will get some of that, Gary, and try it, because I'm always looking. But see, I have this dearest friend who has sent me not one, two, but I think 3 bars of goat's milk soap all the way from wherever she ordered it from, but she's in New Hampshire. No locations named, or no names given either, Mrs. Rita Hand. So I'll give that a shot. I used the stimulating shower gel for a little while, like several weeks, and it wasn't doing it.
Go with the Velvet Cleansing Milk. Don't add any water. Just put that in your hand, put it on your face, and go away and shave.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a shot.
Ben?
Yes.
Ira, before you leave,
go
can
ahead.
I make my...
Yes, make your
okay.
announcement. You have an extra ticket for San Antonio, correct?
Yes, Yes, I just wanted to let everyone on the call know, if you know of anyone in need of a ticket, they can contact me. I have an extra ticket for the Nikon Conference San Antonio. And my phone number is 201-293-2170. 201-293-2170. Tyra, T-Y-R-A. Thank you.
And roommate, Tyra.
Oh, I have a, I got a room. Thank you, Sandra. I got a room today.
Oh, all right. All right.
My brother. My brother is going to the conference. That's a I Can Attitude result. My brother is going with me from Sacramento, his first Nikon conference. Woohoo!
And I'll tell you, if you want to, those of you who are going with your significant other, I know that Steve Crowfoot is looking for male roommates. So, Tyra, if you get sick of your brother or you think between now and then you're not going to enjoy, you can kick him over to wherever Steve's staying. You know.
All righty, I'll do that, Steve.
Steve's listening in. He's usually multitasking at work, so I know there's others that are out there. So, okay, gang, we are out of time. By the way, I just got a text not too long ago, and I don't even know who it's from. But it says the process simple to duplicate. But tonight, actually starting right now, you know, this may not even be a Nikon text. Who's it from? Oh no, it's. Oh, this is from Brody. Why is he doing it tonight, though? Huh. Oh, I wrote a note to remind everybody that if you plugged into Brody's calls on Thursday, the order, the sequence, 1 through 5, Lactoferrin, Jade Green Time, Sports Bottle, Ciaga, Magplex, number 6, call number 6 should be the Kinko Ground. It's not. It's call number 7. And somebody discovered that today, and I wanted to make sure I announced that tonight. So call number 7 on Brody Cranes. This was a call that Dave Johnson and Randy Rolfe did last Thursday. The best 10/15 minute overview of how magnets work and what they do for the body. The best I've ever heard in 26 years. So, if you don't have that information, check your text, because I know I've texted to everybody, but it's call number 7 is the Kinko Ground. Okay, gang, next week, next Monday, our final Monday call. Listen to lesson number 12 or read it. It is an overview of the entire 12 weeks. Come to the call next week ready to share. I know it's nearly impossible to share what your greatest takeaway, your greatest thing that you learned. But you're not going to hear Vance at all. This is going to be everybody sharing what you gained from this call. I would like to basically record a bunch of testimonies of like what we've been hearing for the last 11 weeks of the application, how the customers have gone up, the volume's gone up, your family dynamics have increased, all of the above, all that good stuff. So that's what we're going to be discussing next Monday. And then from that point forward, the following Tuesday, I guess that's election day, is when most of us vote, if you still vote live. Or did I leave out a week? No, that's right. It's November 6th, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking at my calendar and I don't have it in front of me because it changed on me. Yes, November 6th will be the next session. November 6th, Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West. That will be the shift. And I want to encourage you again, if there's somebody that you would like to invite to be part of the I Can Attitude program, invite them. it can radically change your life. I've got three people that I have in mind. So, okay, gang, time for me to run home and eat and not go to fire drill because I don't want to give up that much extra time with my family tonight. So, I'm going to take care of thine own self and not do it because I can't. Have a great evening, everybody, and we will chat next. Oh, this Saturday is Ruth Lowe on Saturday AM Live, and then the following Saturday is Dr. Stanley Bogus. So that's what we got on tap for the next two Saturdays. So, adios.
Thank you, Dan.
Dina, you are very, very welcome. De nada. Good night,
appreciate
everybody.
Good night, everybody.